5:27 South African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning. Yes, it's the 29th of Dhulqa'dah, 1444, which is also 19th of June, 2023. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And I want to welcome our beloved, honorable, respected senior Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafizahullah. Ustad, it's a beautiful Monday morning. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikumussalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today the date is the 29th of Dhulqa'dah 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we start a new chapter, a new surah, chapter 27, Surah An-Naml, the ant. And why it's called the ant, when we reach there, we'll explain to you. Makkiya, the surah chapter was revealed before the migration of the Prophet Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara, and it comprises 93 verses. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Almighty Allah, who's very, very gracious, very, very merciful. And in the days of Jahiliyyah, the pre-Islamic days, they would write Bismillati wal Uzza in the names of their idols, who they said, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, Aliyazu Billah, are the partners of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala. So Islam came to demolish and abolish that type of ideology and says Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We use the word Bismillah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before any action of ours, provided that it is permissible. So in the name of Almighty Allah, who's very, very gracious, very, very merciful, Tawseen. Now these words here are what we call al-huruful muqatta'at, that is broken letters, and the meaning also is a mystery. No one knows the meaning except Almighty Allah. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَعْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Almighty Allah tells us in the beginning of chapter 3. So why did Almighty Allah reveal it if no one knows the meaning? It is a challenge to humanity. You bring a replica of the noble Quran. You bring a replica of, remember, 10 surahs, 10 chapters of the noble Quran. And the final ultimate challenge, fa'atu bi suratin min mithli. If you have doubt in what we revealed to the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so then you reproduce one chapter only, one surah, consisting of 3 verses, so that also humanity from that time till today have failed, and that is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, and verses number 23, 24. Chapter 2, verses 23 and 24. So that is, remember, the great indication that the Quran Sharif was, is, will always be. It is pristine purity, and it was, it is, will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hence, Almighty Allah teaches us today, we will focus on verses 1 to verse number 3. Tilka ayatul Qur'ani wa kitabin mubin. These are the verses of the Qur'an. So how many verses are there in the Noble Qur'an? Remember, 6,236. So ayat, the plural of ayah, a sign and a symbol. And Qur'an is called Qur'an, either derived from the word qara'a, to read. So every day we should be reading a passage, a portion of the Noble Qur'an. Or it is derived from the word qarana, which means the verses are all connected and attached to one another, and the surahs and chapters are connected to one another. Wa kitabim mubin, and Almighty Allah says that it is a book which makes things very, very plain and very, very clear, which makes things manifest. There's nothing superstitious about it. Hudaw wa bushra lil mu'minin. Quran Sharif says, Hudal linnas. Remember, this Quran Sharif was, is, will always be a book of guidance for humanity. But when majority of the people are non-Muslim, so it means they don't want to accept it. If I open the tap and you put the glass, the cup upside down, you don't blame me, you blame yourself. So who will take the optimum, maximum benefit? Hudaw wa bushra lil mu'mineen. It is a source of guidance, hidayat, huda, and all that means nurun wada'ahu Allahu fi qulubil ibad. The radiance, effulgence, which Almighty Allah places in the inner recesses of a person's heart, so that he can draw a dichotomy, distinction between haq and batil, between truth and falsehood. وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Glad tidings for those who truly believe in it. From the inner recesses of the heart, for them will be everlasting joy, bliss, prosperity in Jannat al-Firdaus. So what are the qualities of the true believers? الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. They are those people who establish the salah, the namaz, the prayer. So yeah, it means you're reading your five daily salat on time, punctually, you're meticulous about it, not just haphazardly like today majority people read. And then you're encouraging others to do the same as well. So the men in the masajid, in the mosque, and the women at home. وَيُؤْتُونَ zakat, and salat is called salat, as-silatu bayn al-abdi wa rabbi. It is the link, connection, and nexus between slave, servant, and Almighty Allah. وَيُؤْتُونَ zakat, and they keep on paying their zakah. See, the word is mentioned in the present tense. So it don't mean they pay one time and finish. No, zakat means growth. The more zakat you pay, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. When you pay your zakat, your compulsory charity, 2.5%, for the love and pleasure of Allah, it will be multiplied many, many fold. You will receive the reward in this world and optimum, maximum reward in the year after. And zakat means purification. The love for Almighty Allah intensifies and the love for wealth decreases. Because we, me and you human being, it's inborn, inherent in human being, the love for wealth. Chapter 100, verses 6, 7 and 8. Why are we so ungrateful to Almighty Allah, despite the fact that we are the masterpiece? Remember, the reason is mentioned. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Verily, this human being is intensely and madly in love with this world and assets of his. وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. And they are those people who have firm, firm conviction in the year after. The scientists, the professors, and whoever can tell us whatever they want to. Islam is not my logic and your logic. Islam is supra-logical. Our iman and faith is in yu'minuna bil ghayb. We believe in the unseen. Not on yu'minuna bil jayb, how much money we can make out of it and commercialize it and so forth. Nay. So remember, those are the people that will be successful in this world and in the year after. May Almighty Allah make us min al-fa'izin wal-fa'izat, those male and female who are successful in both the worlds. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us take you around the world, globally, nationally, internationally, and locally. Remember that they are very important stories, and we should pay attention to it because we need to take lesson the news, views, and interviews of today. So Pakistan today, Monday, they are having a one-day mourning day because, you know, the people were in the ship going and the migrants, and then it sank there in Greece, and there were hundreds, it seems, Pakistanis and others and so forth. And most of them, their bodies have not been retrieved. So there are big questions asked of the coast guards of Greece, and majority of their stories are not matching up. And they are giving up a big fairy tale story and fabrication. So the people are exposing them. Another sad story, Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilaihi Raji'un. There were five Muslim women and they were returning, you know. There was a function or they were going to a nikah or coming from a nikah and the house. People were so happy in Minneapolis and there in America. And we find that a person was escaping from the police and he was driving recklessly. He drove into them, all these five women, they were Hafiza. And they were women who by hearted the Quran. In their youth they passed away. Few hours before that they were speaking about when we get married, what will happen and so forth. And the same day all of them passed away. Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah make easy for their families. You know, to lose your own child and daughter is very trying, and so Allah make easy for them, grant them Sabr Jameel. Ben Gwed, Ibn Himar, we must say, the son of a donkey, there in occupied Palestine in Israel. So the judiciary and the courts have said, no, you must justify your stance. Why you want more and more power over the police and so forth and so on? So it's not everything is going their way, and we know that he, Bibi, and his people are humiliated, disgraced. 24 weeks, remember that, consecutively, the people are marching, protesting, but Bibi says he will still continue with the reforms, and he knows that he has to do that, otherwise his government will fall and he will be locked up and so forth. So everybody knows now what a serial liar he is. Now you come to MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan of Saudi Arabia, and listen to these two stories. He is in Paris currently, Paris in France, and he'll be participating there, and they will make the official, you understand, application to host the Expo 2030. So people who want to host it, they come there and they say, we are prepared to host it and so forth in 2030. And in November, there will final result and announcement will be made that which country, which cities are hosting it, the Expo 2030 and so forth. You know how the Saudis work. They bribe up people. You see what they're doing with the soccer players, golf players. So similarly, they will say 50, 70, 80 countries are supporting us, but they won't tell you behind the door and, you know, under the table how many million dollars they paid them. Look at the moon saga. I told you all in yesterday's Q&A that these people have got moon samis. You must remember that. So yesterday the announcement came that Saudi Arabia has sighted the moon, and then next week Monday, remember, will be the first day of Hajj. People will go to Mina. Next week Tuesday will be Arafat day, and then on Wednesday will be Eid al-Adha in Saudi, and those who follow them. So I'm asking you one question. Was it possible to see the moon and the crescent in Saudi Arabia? Never ever was it possible. Second one, if you look at the timeline, you will see they made the announcement before sunset. So all this is cooked up business, you must remember. Now imagine the Haji, South Africa, Pakistan, India, America, Europe. They paid millions and millions of that. South Africans paid 100,000 minimum, 200, 300, 400,000, 500,000 per couple. And now you're standing in Arafat and you know it's the wrong day. I mean, how do you feel? Your Hajj is valid, it's accepted. The sin is on all these haramis. Quran Sharif states, Surah 9, Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 37, إِنَّمَا النَّسِيءُ زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ. People who interfere with the moon and so forth is another nail in their coffin. They are non-Muslims, and this is aid to their kufr and blasphemy. So this ayat fits very well to the current Saudi regime. They are imitating the Jews regarding the moon. The Jews work with the conjunction and the birth of the moon. So these shaitans are doing the same thing. And not now, past 30, 40 years, if you know, majority of the time their Eid was on the wrong day, their Arafat is on the wrong day, and deliberately they do this to keep the Western people in, you know, happy that we took the Muslims for a ride. But you do pay a terrible price. So Erdogan and Turkey, very soon, remember, the Treaty of Lausanne will be ending and everything must come back to Turkey. So the West are very, very worried about that. They wanted Erdogan to lose, but he won, and mashallah that he is promoting Islam and so forth. So inshallah, good will come to Turkey and for the Ummah, inshallah, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. I see in Paris, remember, that the supporters of the ANC are burning the ANC shirts and t-shirts and so forth. They fed up, you understand? There's another one, two nice words in Afrikaans, but now I can't use it on air. But nevertheless, that they fed up with service delivery, no service delivery. There's water problems, electricity problem, petrol problem, this problem, that problem, and crime is in flying out of control, and it's, you know, beyond people now. So they fed up, actually. Pope Francis fired a priest, you understand, for having an affair with a married woman. You see, this is the Catholic Church. And remember that they say you must practice on celibacy. You mustn't get married. So now you don't get married, then you find the monk and the nun. Now they're in one corner. They look at one another, then they get busy with the word monkey business. Now look at one ANC minister, what he did. So remember, make me laugh, but this is a story. He says the hospitals will be supplied, he's supposed to say, with more and more ventilators. So he said, that is on TV and everywhere, you know, what a mockery it is. So he said that the hospitals and that will be supplied with more vibrators. Now, can you believe such people are ministers? Therefore, we got jokers running this country. Look at the next one. Joburg mayor caught up in a financial fiasco and a burial fund. He was telling people, give me money, and so forth, and we will arrange your burials and so forth. So all corruption going on there. Imagine we can't even get a proper mayor in Johannesburg. Every guy comes almost, second guy, tainted, corrupted, polluted, so this. And the guy don't have a matric certificate, but he's in Iran. He can't run a spaza shop, but he's in Iran, a multi-billion, you understand, ran institution. That's what beats me. Afghanistan, our Taliban, well done. So on the August 31st, every year, August 31st, you Americans, you jutlas, you haramis, write it down. So every year, August 31st, will be a public holiday in Afghanistan. Why? Because they say the last American left and was kicked out from Afghanistan. Well done to you, Taliban, for giving them a thrashing and a whooping they will never ever forget. And we go to Michigan. Michigan has a council, only Muslims. And there they said that no LGBT adverts and all that will be allowed in this city, in this place here. Well done to you, councillors, for doing that. Now look at the Israelis. I told you they're not a chosen nation, they are a cursed nation. And all this you will find in their newspapers. So these Israeli terrorists, they went to the holy Christian sites and they went to break their windows. They are a curse to humanity, remember that. So therefore Almighty Allah will punish them till day of Qiyamah. They will harass the Muslims, intimidate the Christians, they will harm this one, that one. Now here we see that that Gideon Levy wrote. He said two Palestinians dead. You see, Jonathan, you must go read it, what Gideon Levy writes. So he writes two Palestinians dead. one 2 years old, one 80 years old. Case closed, end of the story, history finished. Kill Palestinians, babies, old people, whatever you want to. Nobody will question you. That is the harami, apartheid, terrorist, Nazi regime of Israel. The children of Hitler remember that, and therefore they are the curse to humanity. May Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Aqsa al-Mubarak. Today between 8:30 and 9, inshallah, we will discuss Karachi, and we're discussing important cities of the world which I visited and I stayed there. And then inshallah between 1 and 2 will be tafsir, commentary of the Quran. 2 to 2:30 will be our lesson and our report back, our trip to Ermelo, wonderful trip we had there, Allah accept. Then tonight inshallah with Mona Arafat Hatia will be the live Q&A on Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Wal Jamaah.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, can I attend my Hindu friend's wedding, Ustad?
Totally haram. Go and see A, B, C, D, E, F. Number one, they'll be intermingling. Number two, the food will be suspect. They will tell you that it's vegetarian. Three, there will be music. Four, you know the Hindu ladies with due respect, but remember that they wear the sari. So sometimes the stomach is exposed, sometimes the back is exposed. So from A to Z, everything is haram. Hence, for a Muslim to go there, totally haram, male or female. Yes, you are neighbors, or you must remember you went to school together. So send them a gift, a present for the bride, for the groom, whoever, and so forth. That's fine. But physically attending, remember, not permissible.
I've got here, brother Dylan, he says that, how come Erdogan was voted in again? I thought that people did not like him, Ustad.
That's the problem. That's exactly what I'm telling you, Dylan. You must never, ever listen to the Western media. They always have a slanted news, you understand? It will be in favor of the deep state. It will be in favor of the Americans, Europeans, and so forth. I give you, Dylan, an easy example. Two things. So that Blinken, that guy, foreign minister, secretary of state, is there in China. So why is in China? They know that Americans know that China now is gone. The people are much more sympathetic to them because of China and BRICS, and the Arab nations all want to join them and so forth. So now they gone there to China to beg them and so forth. No, we must not have a war regarding Taiwan and so forth and so on. But they won't tell you the real story. So you know, he's gone there kept in hand. Remember that. Take Putin. Putin is our man. He's a big harami, but he's doing a good job. And he's giving Ukraine, NATO, America, Europe, all of them a good threshing. But read any newspaper, you watch the news and all that, and see the way they paint it, that Ukraine is winning and so forth. Ukraine is finished completely, kaputs, you must remember that. But you will see the Western media, they do that. So you know why? Because my brother Dylan, they're not journalists. Mm. When a lady sells her body, she is a prostitute. So these guys here, majority of them, they're prostitutes. They're not there for the news. They're just there to fill their pockets and to carry out somebody's agenda, some politician, some government, and some editor's agenda. So that is what happens, my brother Dylan.
Listen to this one, Ustad. When I buy a cow for Kurbani and leave the cow on the farm where I purchased it from, who does the milk of the cow belong to, Ustad?
Everything belongs to you, so you must remember that. So you, the owner, but you should now also come to an agreement with that farmer there. And because now he is looking after your cow and so forth and so on. So common sense is not common. So al-hurmu bil-hurmi, you should use that and say, see, I am the owner, but you are doing me a favor that you are looking after it and so forth. So all the milk and whatever, you keep on using it, you got my permission. So we square off. I won't pay you for the, you know, that you're looking after it and caring for it. And second one is that you take the milk and so forth. As it is, you are giving it fodder and whatever else. So that is what you should do, my brother.
I've got a brother from Cape Town. He says, sir, this is Rodney. I love mosque in Cape Town. people are worried about this LGBTQ thing, ne? So what about you Muslim ladies giving lecture in public on the day of Labarang, sir? Is this mosque not an indictment on Islam, sir? Rodney, Ustad.
My brother, one is people's culture. One is what people want to do to redefine Islam. That same mosque you are talking about there in Cape Town and so forth, one day they invited the American lady, Amina Wadud, and I still remember her name. And remember, she, according to our fatwa, our verdict, is out of the fold of Islam. So these are the people who are apologetic. They want to do bootlicking of the West and so forth. They don't want to practice on true Islam. So I told you, my brother, in Kapstadt, there, Cape Town, that Labarang, if you don't understand the term, is the term in Cape Town they use for Eid al-Adha. So he says in Labarang, in one, two mosque or some mosque, some ladies will be delivering the sermon and so forth. We are aware of that. But I'm here, my brother, to promote true Islam and defend true Islam. We are not here to defend Muslims and people who want to redefine Islam, people who are apologetic and bootlicking the West, and the Kufar Shias and so forth. And so Kufar Shias mean those people in Iran, Iraq, or wherever else who are cursing, reviling, swearing the greatest companions and students of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So your objection, your inquiry is valid. But is the answer is all that is haram and not permissible in Islam. So we must be clear on all these issues. It's like you tell me that Muslims are not supposed to go to casino, but they are there in the casino. That Muslims are not supposed to take alcohol or drugs, but there are some of them are taking. So therefore, we must not judge Islam by what Muslims are doing. You must study Islam and understand Islam, my brother.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, is it a sin to touch the Holy Quran for Catholics, Ustad?
So you must remember, if a non-Muslim, whether he's a Jew, Catholic, Hindu, atheist, whatever, and you can see the person is really interested in Islam and they say they want some literature, so don't just give them the Quran Sharif and so forth. You must remember, give them some Islamic literature and then test them and see are they really reading and interested. And then when they say as a last resort that they want to see the Quran and they want to read it, the translation and so forth, that's fine. Go read the story of Jeffrey Lang, L-A-N-G. So he, whilst he was in varsity and school, whatever, he was a master in debating. At the age of 18, 19, he defeated everybody in debates and became an atheist. Somebody took the English translation of the Quran and placed it on his desk. He wasn't interested. Then one day he said, let me read. He just read the opening statement of Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This book, yeah, there's absolutely no doubt in it. Himself, he says, Jeffrey Lang, L-A-N-G, when I finished the Quran, the Noble Quran, this is translation, then all the objections and queries I had for Almighty Allah, everything was answered in the Holy Noble Quran. So therefore, if you give, so those type of people who are interested as a last resort is permissible, but you must show them the etiquettes and so forth. But that does not justify we go to a township or go to a place and give every non-Muslim. They will take it on the toilet, they will walk on it and throw it here and there. That is totally haram and not permissible.
I've got a sister, Victoria. She says, good morning to you again to the team. Can the Jews still keep the Sabbath on Saturday when the Sunday law is implemented? Ustad?
Remember that, good morning, my sister Victoria, that the Jews, if you know Israel, 80-90% today are people who are secular Jews. And 10-15, maximum 20%, if you take in Israel and in the world, you will find them, they're the Orthodox Jews and so forth and so on. So if you go to Israel, my sister, remember you will find Sunday is an ordinary working day. So Friday, half day is off, and second in the afternoon, and Saturday is the day that is Sabbath. So they have the Sabbath, and therefore, see, my sister Victoria, I give you easy example. The past 24 weeks, on they wait for the sun to set on a Saturday, and now Sunday has started, so there Islam and Judaism are the same. The night precedes the day, okay? So they wait for the sun to set, and then all the protest marches could start, hundreds of thousands, and they're marching in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem or Haifa and so forth and so on. So Sunday is a normal day for them, working day, like in the Arab countries. And remember, Saturday is a day that will be the Sabbath for them. And again, yeah, majority Arab countries following the jutlas and so forth. Friday, Saturday is the holiday there in the Arab countries nowadays to imitate and emulate the Jews. But otherwise, it was always Thursday, Friday in the Muslim countries and Arab countries.
I see Arthur says, but AK, why was Obama not in the White House on 9/11? Arthur, Ustad.
So I told you, don't you realize this was all cooked up? You must remember this, that whether it's Obama or whether it's other politicians and so forth and so on, that if you go and read that the media, whether it was CNN or BBC or what, they are cameramen and that were there already before the event took place. So what does this tell you? So this was pulled off not by the Arabs and so forth. They can never do that. It was pulled off by the Mossad and them. And then the blame will go to the Muslims and so forth. But now it is boomeranging upon them. The people are realizing, the Americans. Americans are gullible people and masses are asses as it is. So they're realizing that these guys are pulling the wool over our eyes and becoming billionaires whilst we are struggling here. Last question.
I've got a new listener, Brent. He says, my name is Brent. Hi, AK. What is unique about President Zelensky's leadership style? Ustad.
Remember, he is no politician. I don't know, my brother Brent, if you know anything about him, Zelensky. Zelensky was a comedian. He was on TV and so forth. So the Americans and the Israelis and so forth, they said, this is a good candidate. Why? Because he's a jutla, because he's a Jew. It's the only country in the world where the prime minister, president, both are Jews, beside Israel. And then they wanted to use it as a launching pad against Putin and Russia, and that also boomerang. They wanted to use it and make it like Israel. So when they are kicked out and when things get tough there for the jutlas and the Jews and the Zionists, they will have some place to run to there in Europe, and they'll go to Ukraine. And then if you know anything, my brother Brent, do you know about grooming of children? Do you know about the whole industry, like how that brother Anthony wrote, Palestine, Gaza is, you must remember, the Palestinian laboratory. There the Israelis test their weapons against the Palestinians and then sell it to the Western countries and Arab countries and so forth. So now this will become a testing ground for the children. We can take their arms, take their body, take their anatomy, cut it to pieces, and then we will sell it to the world. Go read, my brother, about what happened in Ukraine. But they thought they will get away with it. Putin came and put them in the right place. He fixed them all up. Putin, you come to South Africa. You're welcome here, my brother. And if I meet you, I will make you Sulman. We'll make you Muslim, inshallah. All right, 6 o'clock news with brother Suleiman Esop. And then the Fajr Adhan, and then Mawlana Khalid Yaqub, inshallah. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.